Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Bud Light is releasing a carbonated eggnog flavored drink called Seltzer Nog. If you want a preview of the taste, throw up in your mouth.
A judge on Friday officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship after 13 years. The media is very excited that she's back on her feet so they can knock her right back down again.
Here's some good news. According to the CDC, 98.5% of seniors in the U.S. have now gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. Which is why weekly canasta games now turn into drunken makeout parties.
But here in L.A., you know, now we have a new thing. Proof of vaccination required for pretty much everywhere. Restaurants, bars, gyms, movies, malls, stores. My dispensary has a big sign. No shot, no pot.
641, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got clouds on the increase. And late this evening, a slight shower chance, high of 43 right now, 31 at Cincinnati's Q102.
So Taylor Swift, she was a musical guest on SNL this weekend. And instead of doing two performances, she decided to just hit the stage once, but made her time well worth it. One song, 10 minutes long. All Too Well is the song that she sang. And while she performed, an accompanying short film played on a screen behind her. It starred Dylan O'Brien and Sadie Sink, and it was directed by Taylor herself. All Too Well is a breakup song from her album Red. And this 10-minute take is from the new re-recorded version. I mean, everybody pretty much knows it's based on her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal. Another one of Taylor's exes, who was also the subject of one of her breakup songs, was in the audience Saturday night. Joe Jonas came to the show with his wife, Sophie Turner. Taylor's song, Mr. Perfectly Fine, is allegedly about Joe.
He had to have enjoyed that moment, though, where he's just like, just so you know, this one's not about me.
That's why he showed up.
Not about me.
So there were other celebrities in the audience. Anya Taylor-Joy, Cara Delevingne, Selena Gomez, Sadie Sink, Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively. Now, Blake directed the video for Taylor's upcoming single, I Bet You Think About Me, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
I think that comes out today. She's releasing the video today, I think.
Now, you've listened to the entire 10-minute version of this song.
I have, yes.
So what would you say is the big zinger? Where is she really sticking it to Jake Gyllenhaal in the song?
The big zinger is when she says something along the lines of, like, you told me if I was only, like, if I was older that I was pretty much too young to date you. But now I'm getting older and the people you date are staying the same age.
Ooh,
okay. Insinuating that he's only dating 21-year-olds. Hmm. Also the zinger that he didn't show up to her 21st birthday. That kind of is an ouchie too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you would figure that'd be like the one occasion you want to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind of sort of legal now.
Hey, you're legal.
I can take her into a bar.
Yeah.
The weird thing, though, is like
she's
been in that relationship with this new guy for over 2 years now, right?
Oh, it's been more than that.
It's
more like 3 or 4 years in at this
point. Watching her perform that song on Saturday Night Live felt still raw a little.
A little raw, a little stinks. But you know, when you're stung at 21,
You don't get over it. It's
really easy to access that part of yourself that remembers what that felt like.
She's really good at theatrics, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, you really feel it. But I put
She's
the whole,
in touch with her emotions.
Saturday Night Live performance is up on our Q102 Facebook page if you got 10 minutes to spare. It's almost 11 minutes, so.
And she's the one that got away, guys.
That's right. That's right, Rob. That's right. And don't you forget it.
You should write a 10-minute
I could write a 10-minute song.
Oh, that would be great.
I could do, like, a poetry slam,
yes,
on Fun Robbie.
Oh, please.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We can broadcast it live.
We'll pimp it. We'll tease it. We'll set
the
a time for
word.
It.
Yes.
Get the YouTube cameras going.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Taylor's exes, another one, Taylor Lautner is engaged
to a Taylor. So it's going to be Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner.
Won't that be sweet? Taylor and Taylor Lautner.
Weird.
I know.
He's been dating her forever, too, though, right?
Yeah, it's been a few years, I think.
She's been waiting on
that
ring.
For a bit, yeah. But it looks really sweet how he proposed. So,
that's nice.
Well, Adam Driver has only been to Comic-Con in San Diego once.
That was enough for him.
For his first Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't seem to be in a hurry to ever go again or to conventions in general. He talked about it on the Graham Norton show.
You went to a Comic Con. Did you like that?
No. I didn't know I was not going to like it till I didn't know the rules of a Comic Con. If you want to go outside there, like, just put a mask on so nobody knows who you are, because Star Wars was very, you know, hadn't come out yet. Then I opened my window because I'd been in the room for 24 hours before this thing we're supposed to do. And then there was a band at the bottom of the building playing the Star Wars theme on repeat because we were all staying at a hotel. So it was scary. I mean, it's nice. I'm not anxious to go again.
Yeah, all right.
Cute. Yeah. I like him so much. I think he's got what's the new thing he's got coming out with Lady Gaga?
It's the Gucci House of
Yes,
Gucci.
He's in that.
Oh, is that pretty good?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really, really well done.
Intense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is a calculator that exists that allows you to enter any monetary amount and see how long it takes Elon Musk to earn it, which means you can plug in your salary and find out just how insanely wealthy this guy is compared to you. So the average yearly salary in the U.S. is $51,480. If you plug that into the Elon Musk calculator, you will discover that Elon makes that much cash in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Your entire annual salary in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So let's say, I know. So let's say you're a six-figure kind of guy, all right, or girl. You're making $100,000. Elon can do that in 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So if you made $1 million last year, you're doing all right, right? Life for you should be, as long as you're not a crazy spender.
You would think.
Life should be pretty okay for you. Elon just made that much over the last 43 minutes and 48 seconds.
Oh, geez.
Like, while you were talking, he made that much money.
He hasn't even warmed up yet.
Yeah.
How much do you think he spends?
As much as he can. As much as he wants.
I mean, the guy sleeps at the factory, so he probably doesn't spend that much on things like housing. I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know where he even lives.
Yeah. Well, he lives in Texas, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
Isn't he the one that relocated to Texas?
Oh, he owns Texas.
I think he owns all of Texas. He splits it with Matthew McConaughey and Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah.
And Joe Rogan.
That's
amazing. Wow.
But, yeah, and if you know, those kinds of numbers don't depress you enough, there is also a ticker that shows you how much Elon is earning in real time.
Oh, when lovely. You're,
yeah.
I hate this story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very sad news over the weekend. We learned that Chris Daughtry's 25-year-old daughter, Hannah, died unexpectedly over the weekend. Technically, Hannah was Daughtry's stepdaughter. His wife, Deanna, brought her into the marriage along with a son named Griffin, who's now 23. Chris and Deanna also have 10-year-old twins, Adeline Rose and Noah James. As for the cause of death, TMZ says police are treating it as a homicide, and Hannah's boyfriend was arrested on Friday, the same day she was found dead. There's no word if the arrest is related, but that seems pretty obvious. No word exactly what happened, but it's a tragic story all around because evidently Hannah had a troubled past, some of which was beyond her control, like the suicide of her biological father in 2018. We also learned overnight that Ezra Blunt, the 9-year-old who was injured at Astroworld, has died. Ezra is the 10th and youngest person to have died in the disaster, which is being attributed to crowd surge.
Ugh, just awful.
Sad news all around.
Awful, awful.
Yep. And on a final note, Kenny G. All right. Well, that's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, 3 headlines, 2 fake, 1 real. Yeah, if you can guess the real headline, you're going to win something kind of fun.
Yes, we have passes to go to Christmas Nights of Lights at Coney Island and tickets in the 8th row at the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That's a big prize pack.
It sure is.
All right, so we have that coming up next, but first, check on the roads. Here's Denise. Colton.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing great. I got your headlines here. Pick the real one. You're going to Coney Island's Christmas Nights of Lights. And then TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You'll be sitting in the eighth row.
Okay, awesome. That would be great. I've been once.
Yeah, this will be. Did you get snowed on last time?
No, I went like years ago, like 8 years ago.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're in the eighth row, you get the snow. So here
That's
we go.
Awesome.
Is the real one A guy got busted in the carpool lane with a hat and coat draped over his passenger seat? Is it B, man traveling with naked blow up doll in the front seat gets busted for smoking a bong while driving? Or C, woman seen driving topless with huge stuffed moose in the passenger seat?
Oh, gosh. Is it B?
Nope.
As I'm born?
Nope.
Dang.
It's A.
Hey.
Yeah, that's kind of why I went, is it A?
Right, I kind of figured, but I also didn't know what that was hanging over the passenger seat. Yeah.
I hear you.
But we're going to send you anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like a nice guy. How could we say no?
And it's Christmas.
Oh, I listen to you guys every single day, and I'm like, I'm gonna get the eighth row. I didn't get the ninth. I'm gonna get the eighth. So every single morning for about 7 years, I listen to you guys. So it's great.
Oh, we love that.
Thank you, thanks so much.
So I'll put
you
on hold.
Thank you so much.
And then, Fritch will pick up the other extension and get you going here. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Yeah, we have seen people use dolls, cardboard cutouts, and even Halloween skeletons to scam their way into the carpool lane, so it's kind of refreshing to see someone keep it simple. But a guy in Long Island, New York, got pulled over on Thursday for dressing his passenger seat up like a person, the actual passenger seat. He just draped a winter coat over it, pulled the hood over the headrest.
Clever.
And put a baseball cap on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then pulled the bill down to hide the fact that it was a headrest and not an actual person's head. Cops saw him drive by, thought something about the passenger didn't quite look right, so they pulled him over, posted a picture of it online, and then gave the guy a ticket for using an HOV lane without a passenger and sent him on his way.
I'm telling you, I would be tempted to do this if I lived somewhere that had those lanes.
Well, I did it the last time I was in Boston because there was a backup. I was heading, southbound on 93 as you're heading into the city and as you're approaching the Zakin Bridge.
Uh-huh.
There's probably about four lanes of freeway heading in one direction that were just backed up solid for miles.
Yeah.
And there were cars sailing past me in the HOV lane, and not even that many.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to roll the dice. I'm going to help alleviate the congestion as a public service to the community.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to alleviate some of the, because heaven forbid, you know, if an ambulance needs to get by, they're never going to get by.
Never going to get by.
So I rationalize this, that I'm doing a favor by hopping in the HOV lane, which
I think
I
it's legit.
And then as I get to the end of the HOV lane, as it starts to thin out, there were five Massachusetts state troopers that had pulled people over.
No.
I would have been one of them, but they ran out of cops. That was a lucky break.
And that's why you should always travel with a blow-up doll just in case.
Oh, yeah. They wait. I mean, that's evidently a thing.
That's big money.
I've since learned that they do that on the regular. That's why no one else is doing it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I get it, though.
They gave the guy a ticket for using an HOV lane without a passenger and then sent him on his way. I don't know what the fine is for that, since we don't really have any HOV lanes here. But I heard in some cities,
it's probably pretty dicey.
Probably pretty expensive. Yeah. It's 12 after 7. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up a little later on, we got 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese, so you don't waste your money. What's he talking about today? Oh, are there really shortages of Thanksgiving dinner items now? Yeah. I know. I think we're going to go out.
Are you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
We're doing Kroger. That's what we're doing.
A great idea.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because we want leftovers. You know, it's our favorite the next day to make turkey sandwiches.
I know. I'm rethinking this. We were all like, let's just go downtown.
Yeah.
We'll eat dinner down there because, you know, they'll have the Christmas tree lit up. Not even thinking. They don't do that till Friday.
They do not.
Yeah.
I know. It's just maybe not the same. Like, I love and appreciate local businesses, but I want to eat there on Friday because I feel like, Jen, I need to eat something leftover cold, like cold dressing the next day.
Yes. Go out the night before because, you know, Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is a big party night, Jeff.
That's
maybe
right.
You should go downtown and party.
Well, living in the modern family that we do, the kids are going to be with their dad this Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then the plan was she was going to cook up a big meal on Friday.
Oh, there you go.
And then we're all going out to a big dinner out Saturday night.
Okay.
So that's why we were like, Thursday's kind of, toss up.
You'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
You can come to our house if you want.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.